It is 7:43 on this Wednesday morning as we continue on. Joining us in the studio, one of our regular friends is Ann Brownell with UPAWS. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I wanted you in because, as always, you're doing something at UPAWS that folks need to know about. We'd like to talk about what you are doing, so what's happening?
Well, this is our annual Home for the Holidays open house, and that is this Friday, the 13th, from noon until 6:30. And it is a celebration for the community to come on in, take a tour of the shelter, meet our staff, our wonderful volunteers, our board members, and most importantly, those fuzzy furry friends, the pets. And we always have adoption specials going on during events. And this one is a big one, a dandy. The first 20 pet adoptions are going to be no fee.
Really?
Oh.
Any adoption after that during our open house is going to be half off.
Okay.
So, and of course, always approved adoptions, but first 20 are no fee, half off all the other animals. We want them to be in homes for the holidays and forevermore.
I saw a program just the other night. I think it was on public TV. It was about why we have dogs and cats as pets, and it talked about the bonds and the personalities and everything. But it showed an animal shelter that used color coding for being able to select who was an appropriate match as a pet to a family and whatnot. And I know you do a similar thing at UPAWS to make sure that you try to get the right personalities matched. Tell
absolutely,
me a little bit about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. For the dogs, we do what they call a behavioral assessment. Mm-hmm. So when a doggy comes in, or maybe it's off a stray hold, our staff is trained to do a behavioral assessment, meaning, oh, they test the doggy with food. They test the dog if they pretend almost to be like a little kid and, mm-hmm. you know, run and bay and be excited. They talk maybe a little loud, like maybe somebody more boisterous comes mm-hmm. into your home. So they do a behavioral assessment, and then that way they're able to match up the right home for that dog. Some are just big goofballs, and mm-hmm. they just love all of it. They're just fine, and they'll be fine with any family. But for instance, sometimes we have a couple of little shih tzus that came in, and they're timid, they're shy. Fast movements really make them a little bit scared. Mm. So we recommend bringing your entire family in to make sure everyone is comfortable. Same like we had a St. Bernard. They're extra large. Things like that. So,
but Ann, that sounds to me too like you can manage or match animals with retirees, for example. Somebody who wants a quieter dog like you were just talking about.
Absolutely. Or a cat.
Or a cat.
They, you know, when cats come in, the first few days, they really don't show, most of them don't show their true personalities.
Right.
You know, they hide. It changes is a little bit hard for cats. But after a few days, their personalities blossom. We're able to see what they're like. They might be super playful. They might be just big, lazy couch potatoes that would be perfect for an older person or somebody who's doesn't want a rambunctious kitten running around. So
it's probably a little bit of both ways. You do that with the pets, with the animals when they come in, but then you also will ask the family or the adoptee a series of questions as well.
Absolutely. We have a very friendly one-sheet assessment that folks can come in, just a little questionnaire. We kind of go over it with potential adopters, their house situation, what they're looking for, if they're looking for a declawed cat, a non-declawed.
Sure.
So we go through all of that. We then help them guide to those type of animals that are a good match for that home.
So again, the details of the event coming up this weekend are what?
It is this Friday, December 13th, from noon until 6:30. It is our annual Home for the Holidays open house. And we are going to have adoption specials. The first 20 adoptions are no fee. All adoptions are half off after that. The community volunteers bring wonderful baked goods and food and meatballs, and there's going to be coffee.
She's speaking our language.
I know.
Every adopted pet is going to go home with the Santa Claus stocking, and we also have wonderful volunteers. A lady makes homemade blankets for our Home for the Holidays event For every adopted kitty cat, they go home with a blanket. There's all kinds of goodies that they get, and people goodies for the people. And the first 20 adoptions are no fee. All adoptions after that are half off.
And the address for those folks that maybe are new to the area, aren't quite sure where UPAWS is located, you are where?
We are at 84 Snowfield Road in Negaunee Township. Head on out to the old airport. Take a right. If you're coming from Marquette, it's Superior Auto. Follow the road there. You'll see the signs. Our website is www.upaws.org. That's upaws.org. Phone 475-6661. Come on out and see us. Just even come out and say hi during our open house. We'd love to see you.
Ann Brownell with us this morning from UPAWS. Thanks for your time this morning, and good luck with all of it.
Thank you so much.